אז שוב שלום, שלום לכל החברים.
Okay, so hello again. Before we start today, we're going to start from the writings of Rabash, the matter of love of friends. It's in the writings of Rabash, the Hebrew book, in page 13. So let's start with a nigun.
Lai 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 la 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 lai 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 lai. אז שוב שלום לכל החברים שנמצאים בבית.
So again, hello everybody, all the friends at home. It's kind of a strange feeling to sit here alone and speak to the camera, but when I see all the screens filled with friends from around the world connecting to this lesson, so we can just remember the privilege we have. We're like in a spiritual retreat. We have 3 meetings a day with Rav. We have our social hour in the evening. We'll have a Shivat Chaverim. We have the North American meal tonight. And in order to get into the material a bit more, we want everybody today to study this special article by the Rabash and to use it as a preparation for the Shivat Chaverim. We're going to have the meal and be in the material. How are we going to do this? What's special about this article? It's an article that the Rabash actually gives us a workshop. He asks questions, and we will go together with the Rabash according to the stages. We want to recommend anybody in his room on Galaxy. You can see rooms that have 2 or 3 or 4 people, because we're going to have a workshop through this whole lesson. We want to do together. We're going to have friends speaking, how they're experiencing it, what they're experiencing, and so on. So let's get into this article concerning love of friends. 1. The need for love of friends. That is actually the first question Rabash is asking us. What is the need for love of friends? Speak within your room. Why do we even need love of friends? What is the need for love of friends? Please.
טוב, אנחנו מבינים שאין כרגע קבוצה.
We understand we don't have
We don't have a focus group right now, so let's ask Haifa 2, that is a beautiful big group on the screen, Haifa 2. You will be our focus group, so Shidul, please bring you up as the focus group. And we'll remind everybody that the question is, what is the need for a love of friends? Why do we even need it? Please.
говорим бо не шма маме говорим гамкен я шидурки אנחנו עלינו לשידורקי קורסת מיקוד
we're on broadcast we're in a workshop with a question what's the need for love of friends
The need for love of friends is actually the love of friends. That is the means to reach love of the Creator. That's the first degree we have to aspire to. From the love of friends, there's a connection between us, and then we'll succeed in reaching Arvut. By this, we can reach revelation of the Creator between us.
Leonid. Matara shelanu leagiya leavat abore.
Our purpose is to get the love of the Creator. In order to get the love of the Creator, we need a kli, a vessel. And first part is to get to love of friends. We don't know what's the Creator, who's the Creator. For us, the Creator is the friends. It's the kli. And through the friends, we bestow until we get to love of friends. And then we get love of the Creator.
Anton.
Yeah,
that's what we learn. We want to learn love the Creator. We want to bestow to the Creator. But since we don't see Him, we can't feel Him, we have friends where we implement this love. And that is the need. That's how we reach connection between us. To one kli. It creates a deficiency to bestow to the Creator. That's it. From love of friends, we come to love of the Creator. I'm done.
Berko.
To continue, Anton. It's our work. We may want to get the love of the Creator, but we can't do it. We don't recognize the Creator, we don't recognize love, we don't recognize anything. But through our efforts to get the love of friends, through all of the efforts, through all of these exertions, through all these actions, we draw reforming light. And that's inverts our will to receive to give us the correct intention, and by that, eventually, we'll get the love of the Creator.
We don't feel the upper force. So to reach equivalence of form, to get the love, the help of the Creator, is only through avut and concession and everything we say about love of friends. All these states, I can come out of myself, receive the love of the Creator, and be above reason in the spiritual work.
Юлик, микрофон, тифтах.
All of the friends say that it's the first stage that we need to get to the love of friends in order to get the love of the Creator. It also gives us strength to work, to build this kli that draws the reforming light. It gives us more strength to work.
Yeah, dear friends, love of friends is our means to come out of ourselves. Obviously, we only love ourselves. So we have a new field of work to go out towards the others, towards the friends, to try and connect and perform actions of bestowal. And ask for these actions to be without a reward, to just give contentment to the Creator, to acquire a new nature of bestowal. So we do it together with love of friends.
I'm in a great deficiency to get to that state that's called love of friends.
To reveal the gap between one friend and the other friend, between the desired state, which is the love of friends, to my own state. When I see I'm not in that state, I have a deficiency to raise a prayer and be an equivalence of form.
Yes, we know that we work on the kli, and the Creator works on the light. So the love of the friend gives us the opportunity to build the kli, to draw the reforming light. And all of us together will, with the Creator's help, build an appropriate kli for the revelation of the light.
Okay, dear friends, after we scrutinize the first part, so we'll scrutinize in 1 minute the second. I'll explain two important things. One, we will want during this broadcast to go through different focus groups, to also listen to them in English, also in Russian. So I also want to ask people already from the Ukraine to join in and to join the friends that are in Moscow, Moscow 1. So, friends from Ukraine, please go to the room of Moscow 1 so you can be the next focus group. After we scrutinize the second question, we will want to hear the friends speaking a bit, sharing their impressions. So I see the friends from the Ukraine are already going to Moscow 1 group. We'll have our next focus group in Russian there. So after the Rabash was asking what the need for love of friends was, he asked the second question. 2, what is the reason I chose specifically these friends? And why have the friends chosen me? Again, the question the Rabash is asking us, what is the reason I chose specifically these friends? And why have the friends chosen me? So now we'll hear the focus group of Moscow 1, please.
Так, у меня порядок такой: Гриша, Макс, Игорь, потом Израиль, Вова, Женя.
Okay, we're giving out the speaking order.
Да, тут 100%, конечно, нет изначально моего какого-то усилия, моего выбора. Вот такие вот условия.
100%. There's no choice on my part. There's no other way. This is the conditions that the Creator gave us, according to the equivalence of form. And this is the way the friends came to me, through the environment, through the ten.
As for today, these friends are those people that can solve the state of the coronavirus and disseminate love to the world, help us go through the whole world to the new state in a pleasant way. And I think that that is why the Creator chose these friends. They are prepared for this action more than everybody. Why did He choose me? These friends. So I'm passing it on.
These are special friends.
Игорь, Израиль, Львова, Женя.
Я, по сути, не выбирал. Я не выбирал товарищей, их привел Творец.
I didn't choose the friends. The Creator brought them. We have one mutual goal, one Rav, one mutual set of books. We work together. My choice is determined by the environment. I chose the environment. That's why I'm happy to be with these friends.
Yeah, the friends are our environment. They are the points in the heart. They are the people that were chosen, that through this connection between them, between everybody, we can pass the greatness of the Creator to the world. That's why in such an environment is where we are, and we have the ability to make the efforts and do everything we can so this greatness of the Creator will pass on to the world. That's why specifically these friends and the force of the Creator and the connection, we need all of them in order to implement the purpose of creation.
First of all, the Creator is the one who gave me the friends. He's the upper degree. He knows better than me. He knows what friends I need in order to make efforts and to make these exertions with them in order to pass it on to the world. This is the Creator's desire for unity.
Да, по-видимому, что есть у меня, как и у товарищей, такое же свойство, такое же стремление к тому, что...
Me and the friends have the same quality. We have the same yearning to find essence in this life. And I'm probably one of those who need to implement this general plan. And we need to connect to this goal, not only our group, but all of humanity. And what depends on me is as much as I will be able to discover and understand how I can reach the love of others, love of something that is outside of me. In a way that I can pass it on to others. Somehow I'll be able to pass it to the world. And we'll have a goal that we'll be able to help everyone advance.
If we approach this question systematically, then we have a system that's outside of me. The system expands, it's educational, and I was merited to be with the friends. It's not my reward, it's not my own merit. It comes from the Creator, and I then have to choose them. I have to do exactly what the Creator does, together, systematically. It might even seem automatic, You gave me the friends, and I need to choose them. I need to choose them within me. I need to implement the work of the Creator. I need to implement what the Creator has placed before each and every one of us.
Среди всего этого разбитого желания существует какая-то такая особая форма уже связи.
Within this shattered desire, there's like a new type of special connection. Where truly a mutual general understanding of the general unity of everything is revealed. And every time you see or hear the friends, so this form broadens and becomes more clear. And we really have to awaken this desire to hug the world.
Okay, friends. And see what a great gift we received by being able to be mingled and included between all of the friends in one place, the center of the group. And we're thinking together, we're talking together, and we would like to hear from all of the tens who were discussing these two questions. Please place a question mark and share with us. Please share with us your impressions from these two questions that the Rabash asked us in regards to the concern of love of friends. Why do we need love of friends? And why did I specifically choose these friends? And why have the friends chosen me? We would really like to hear from you. Please place a question mark and we'll be able to be included in the thoughts of each other and we'll be able to build this mutual clay. What we're building here is what Rav guided us on Thursday, that we are really getting into the material, the sources, so that we can create the same great big kli that's mutual between us. It's a spiritual kli, and of course, it'll influence the things that are happening in the world today. And I can already see Baltia 2 that are wanting to jump into the water. Baltia 2, please.
Good day, friends. We were discussing in this article that we've probably read so many times, we know it. But these new layers were revealed that it's not clear who is making this choice, when it's taking place. But it's clear that we have to pray for one another. Hold on to this connection. And the Creator helps us hold on to this connection. And we need to appreciate it, to be in great awe, and to choose every time. Once we make this choice, we have to give gratitude for it. Because we understand that we can make the choice, we can only pray and be in awe towards the friends.
Thank you, Julius. We would like to move on to Holland 1.
Hello, dear friends. We are together here with friends from Holland and South Africa. And what we notice right away, we click together. And there's immediately a huge revelation of love of friends between us. And we scrutinized that this love of friends is very functional to find this point outside of ourselves, to find this way to emerge outside of ourselves, not as a goal, but as a means to become this spark, to help him to facilitate the process of giving the light to creation. And besides that however we've been picked and selected, what remains is that we feel very, very privileged, because we cannot imagine how it would be if we would like be like the nations, that we are living in this world without this perspective that the point gives us. So having this point makes us very grateful and energizes with a lot of confidence and power that we need to do this work, even if the donkey is fatigued or whatever, it doesn't matter. This is what we are for in this world, and we will fight till the end.
Thank you, Napir. I already want to ask Holland one to join the room of North America one, and you will be our next focus group. So Holland one, please join North America one. Go to their room now. At this time, we'll hear North America one.
Hello, friends. Yeah, first of all, we were amazed that we kept sharing each other's thoughts, so we had to change our answers because the friend just before us gave the same answer that we were thinking. This was happening throughout this entire workshop. And what we concluded, generally speaking, why do we need the love of friends? Because this is the only thing that can take us out of our own ego. And why specifically these friends? Because these friends have come to the same point in surrender of our former lives, our former sense of selves, and have realized that the only path moving forward is through loving each other, as opposed to simply loving ourselves. And welcome all the friends that are showing up from the Holland group. Hi, guys. Thank you.
Oh,
it's exciting to see it happening live, where we're really mingling the tens. Thank you, David. North America 1, you'll be our focus group, and we would like to continue with our article. We are reading now from item number 3, from Concerning Love of Friends. Should each of the friends disclose his love for the society, or is it enough to feel love in one's heart and practice love of friends in concealment, and thus not need to openly show what is in his heart? It is known that being humble is a great thing. Rav is saying here, with a question, whether or not each and every friend needs to show his love for the society, or is it enough to feel love in one's heart and practice love of friends in concealment, and thus not need to openly show what is in his heart? As it is known that being humble is a great thing. North America 1, we would like you to answer the next question. In what way do we need to work in the love of friends? Do we really need to work in humility? Is it enough to feel love in one's heart? Or do I need to disclose this love openly? We've read this article before, so we know why. We know that we need to, and so the question is why? Why is it important? North America 1, we're with you.
I think we definitely need to be humble, and I think we need to show love of friends, because there's no other way that the friends are really going to be able to know that we're with them, that we care for them. So it becomes reciprocal. When we show it to a friend, it comes back and it goes all around. David?
Yeah, like Carl was saying, of course we need humility. However, keeping love of friends to yourself is like having the cure to a disease and not sharing it. So this has to be expressed openly because it's contagious. Love of friends is contagious. We all know this. We all feel it. Joe?
Right. It's contagious, and we feed off, the society feeds off these these shows showing of love of friends. We have to be an example and do everything we can to openly show everyone how much they mean to us. Itai?
Yeah, I don't want to be rude, but according to what we study, we don't really love a friend, you know. We don't know what is love of friends. So we have to act upon it and, you know, fake it till you make it and pray all the way that the friend will buy the game and then it's affecting you back. Next will be Bill, please.
Yeah, fake it till you make it. It's true. We don't know how to love each other. We only know self-love. That's why we're here trying as hard as we can. This is why love of friends is so important, because without it, we have no foundation to build the temple on. And love of friends it's where all the work is and all the efforts are built and accumulated over time. AP, Rakas.
Yeah, it's like a prison. It's the prison of our self-love, of our egoism. And when my heart cools down, I don't have a key. I cannot come out. I can only come out when I hear the friends speak from their heart. So it's right. It's the cure for a disease, but it's also the key of the lock of the prison. Let's see, John Rich.
Thank you, friends. And how essential it is that we nullify ourselves, that we look at the friend as higher and we lower. That's humility. No matter how much we think we know and how old we've been in this environment, each time we subjugate ourselves to the core of the 10, to the friends, the 0 and the 1 and the 0. So we put the 0 always in front of this 1 so that we can obtain that specific feeling as a collective in this group, in this method, in order to reveal the Creator. That's how we extract Him out. And that can only be through love of friends and through us focusing solely on the center of this group. Why? Because we desire it. We desire love of friends. We desire that each friend holds the Creator, holds a piece of the soul.
Yeah, and we bring the pieces of the soul together in joy. So we make sure that a big part of this new society, the foundation is that we always gather and we bring joy to this environment, because being part of the Creator's creation and especially being the Rosh, for the rest of the nations, it's important that the main ingredient in this recipe is the joy.
Gregory?
Yeah, I feel now special time for total nullification. Only bestow these friends, love of friends, this on the direction. Next.
Yes, there's so many scrutinies that come out of expressing ourselves. When we express ourselves to each other, we start to feel each other. And it also causes this envy, when we see how others are acting in the group towards each other, we want to start to, you know, join and be like them. It's greatness. David?
Yeah, you know, so many times when talking about this subject in the lesson, the Rav uses the word ostensibly. And I had to go look that up because I didn't know what it meant. And it's as if we behave as if we love the friends. And like Bill said, fake it till you make it. So it's just so important. It's just the way that nature works. You act as if until you do. Who was after me? I forgot.
טוב, חברים יקרים, לפני שנעבור לשאלה הבאה, אני רוצה להגיד...
Okay, before we move on to the next question,
we want Tel Aviv and Zichron to be our next group, so please Zichon, enter the Tel Aviv group room so we can hear all of you as our next focus group. So Zichon, go into Tel Aviv. You will be the next focus group. And I want to tell you a story. You know that I am an actor as my profession, and there's something very interesting in that if an actor has to act a king, if he's not a pro, so he kind of acts like an important king. But actually, how do you act a king? The king it's himself doesn't do anything. The people around him act as if he is the king. They give him their respect, and that way the audience get the feeling that there's an important king. So we speak a lot about our seriousness in acting towards the friends, our responsibility. So I want to ask, from what we read, what is my responsibility in taking the acting of the friend towards me? What is my responsibility to receive the friend's acting, the efforts he's making right now, in acting in love of friends towards me? What do I have to do with this? And what does it obligate me? So Tel Aviv and Zichon, please, we're with you.
It obligates us to receive this game. Let's say it's the importance. Do I consider it as connection? Do I consider the situation as something, as a foundation to have some form that I agree to? Do I agree to this most important thing? And this is what we're meant to bring to the world. We're meant to fill as a pipeline. We're meant to fill this remedy to the world, this diagnosis, by passing it on to the world and showing how, look at what is truly important when everything else is falling.
Since we are speaking about something internal and not the 99, so all I can say is that we are speaking about, well, through our ears, to listen what the Creator is saying through the friends and to restrict my own speaking. So open your ears and shut your mouth.
Friends are great. The friends are precious. The friends are giving an endless potential. They're the greatest of the generation. And we need to look at them in that way, that the Creator is speaking through them. And we need to see how each time we can annul to them. And by that, the friends play to me in that way too. And by that, we keep being included in each other.
Yeah, I'm obligated totally to receive the friends acting. That's one thing we always fall in, and it's too bad. Because just the way I can act, and I'm expecting my acting to be accepted, so I also must take the acting of the friends. This is a circle of good we're building. This is a way we can go out of our ego and build a new world of good. When each one acts towards the other one, the corrected state, and we must 1,000% receive it. And if we don't, we're doing damage. We're harming the harmony. And we want to be in equivalence of form to that harmony. So we must go on.
Basically,
By taking this game that the friend is playing, by taking it seriously, real, we give life to this force of good. It's like the child. At the moment that he believes that he's a superhero and he tries, that he's able to do something that maybe he's not ready yet, he's obligating this force of nature that pushes to the next degree. And that's the same with us. In order to play this game, we give life to this force of nature. We give him a place to be discovered between us in the love of friends.
Just as the friend said, we are obligated to act in love of friends completely. Rabash writes, I have to love the friends, and not the friends have to love me. This form of expression is what shows us what love of friends is. It's unconditional love. It's always he who flaws does it in his own flaws. So if I have any kind of demand or towards them to me, so that's already me flawing. So my reception is my ability to subdue myself. This is something very hard to show towards the outside, and words, of course not. It's an endless battle that we do every day, every moment, in all kinds of meetings we have. It's only speaking about us, Bnei Baruch, not about anybody external. And this is where the test comes to the Creator.
Who even said that the friends are playing? Maybe it's my small ego that's criticizing the friend. So I place the ego on the side. I place the criticism on the side. And I see the friends in the Gmar Tikkun and the end of correction. And I see that it's love. And all the rest is just my incorrect interpretation. I want to continue this game when they're playing. And I want to show it back to them, L'chaim.
Rani, we can hear you.
Tov, chaverim.
Okay, friends. Now we want to hear from you about the acting. How important is it to act towards my friends in love of friends? How important is it to receive and implement this love that the friend wants to give me, or he's showing it to me, even if he's not doing it in the best successful way, as much as I can feed back to him and my 10 and the world clearly in this atmosphere, in this feeling. So please put up your question marks. Let's hear your impressions from these last two questions. So who is the group who wants to start? Where can we see those first question marks? Yes, friends, we're waiting for your participation. We're doing it together. Moscow 1, please.
Yes, beloved friends. We need to say that these questions aren't just any question. These are wonderful things that are awakened, and they're awakening us to love friends, to be in this one precise intention, to show the love that we want to pass from one to the other, and then to the whole world. Thank you very much. I have a great impression from the whole 10. from these very connecting topics that brought us to open our hearts.
Thank you, the friends that are participating. North America 1, please, let's hear you.
How
beautiful it is for friends to come together, especially from North America, as we've just done in North America 1. And the questions, how important they are that we come from a zero and a one and a one and a zero, and how this acting, this king and the servant is so crucial within the structure and within this ten and this beautiful method become upon you in our Kabbalistic teachings. So let us not ever let go of this. But the Moscow friend had said, let us come together constantly. Let's not forget that connection is our ultimate salvation. It's through that that we reveal the Creator. And let's open up our hearts, especially during these times. These are serious blows that the nations and us are getting in our families. And it's these times that has brought us here to this impasse situation, this deadlock situation, that it's now or never. And we've got the opportunity, we've got the method of connection. Let's give it to each other here, and let's give it to the nations. Chaim,
friends.
Thank you very much. I would like at this point, with all of the impressions, with all of the scrutinies that we had, I want to dive deeper into the article of Rabash. We would like to start from the beginning and really feel. We want to feel Rabash, to really feel Rabash between the words as he's turning to us, guiding us, showing us the way. Let's read. Concerning love of friends. One. The need for love of friends. Two. What is the reason I chose specifically these friends, and why have the friends chosen me? Three. Should each of the friends disclose his love for the society, or is it enough to feel love in one's heart and practice love of friends in concealment, and thus not need to openly show what is in his heart? It is known that being humble is a great thing. But we can also say the opposite, that one must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes his friends' hearts toward the friends, so they too would feel that each of them is practicing the love of friends. The benefit from that is that in this manner, one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully, since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's. It turns out that where a person has one measure of strength to practice love of friends, if the group consists of 10 members, then he is integrated with 10 forces of the need who understand that it is necessary to engage in love of friends. However, if each of them does not show the society that he is practicing love of friends, then one lacks the force of the group. This is so because it is very hard to judge one's friend favorably. Each one thinks that he is righteous and that only he engages in love of friends. In that state, one has very little strength to practice love of others. Thus, this work specifically should be public and not concealed. But one must always remind himself of the purpose of the society. Otherwise, the body tends to blur the goal. since the body always cares for its own benefit. We must remember that the society was established solely on the basis of achieving love of others, and that this would be the springboard for the love of God. This is achieved specifically by saying that one needs a society to be able to give to one's friend without any reward. In other words, he does not need a society, so the society would give him assistance and gifts, which would make the body's vessels of reception content. Such a society is built on self-love and prompts only the development of his vessels of reception, as now he sees an opportunity to gain more possessions by his friend assisting him to obtain corporeal possessions. Instead, we must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others. Otherwise, one remains with but a single force of love of others, since he does not see that the friends are practicing it, since the friends are practicing love of others in concealment. Moreover, the friends make him lose his strength of desire to walk the path of loving others. In that state, he learns from their actions and falls into the dominion of self-love. 4. Should everyone know his friend's needs specifically for each friend so he would know how he can satisfy them? Or is it enough to practice love of friends in general? This is the last question we would like to discuss before we leave each other. And Bhatia 2 will be our focus group. The question is, should everyone know his friend's needs specifically? Or is it enough to practice the love of friends in general? Bhatia 2, we are with you.
I already said that I think that, well, obviously we have to yearn and aspire to feel each and every friend. So our connection will be emotional. And the alavut that we're building depends on as much as I want to take the friend's desires as my own. This connection is what we need to organize. Next.
It turns out that we need to work in general, and specifically for each friend. We need to look what they need, how we can fill them, and by that, build a net of alvut.
We need to completely annul towards the friends towards the group, and to understand that they all love me, each and every one. I'm the only one who isn't corrected, and have to open my heart for the friends to go in and make a person of me. And I guess that in this love, with this understanding of this mutual action, we can yearn together to the same goal of helping the friends that will all have the yearning to connect. That's our goal. Obviously, we need to know what the friend is lacking. We're all lacking one thing, importance. That's what we can give one another. But if there is such a state that something may be corporeal, disturbing the friend, because still, we're living on the earth here, so obviously we have to help him. But not make that the main part, that it won't deviate us from the path. We need to solve the problems that are disturbing the friend from living normally and give importance, awakening, confidence on the path. Dima, keep going.
Nature, evolution, show us that we become experts when we learn a certain subject. And we need to know a lot of details. So, of course, we can help friends, because only friends know another friend really, to detail.
Dear friends, we are out of time. We are ending this wonderful hour. Together, we have discovered this huge, huge treasure that the Rabash left us with. So many scrutinies. How many times can you read this again and again and understand where the Rabash is pulling us towards? The connection between us, the unity between us. We're in a very special day today, a day of a lot of activities, a lot of connection between us. Let's not take our foot off the gas today from acting, from love of friends. Let's show it to each and every friend, give confidence to each and every friend around the world that he'll know that we're on the way, that will give contentment to the Creator, our dear Rav, leading us on this wonderful path. Thank you, everybody, for participating, for the answers, for integrating, for everything. So we are going to meet here at 5. There'll be a broadcast by Rav. So we'll meet here at 5. And we'll end, as always, with a song. Goodbye.
What goes on here between us in this life we're all dying to know? What awakens between us in my heart? I can't take it no more. If we made it so far, it's a sign that we're close to our goal. So we march on together, and soon we'll discover our soul. Let it all out, leave all your cares, and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair, no, we won't stop. Keep moving together, we let no one try. Let it all out, leave all your cares, and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair, no, we won't stop. We climb up the ladder, we climb to the top. La 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 end of the sense, are we done, lost our way? The world around us is burning. We can hasten the time day by day if we pray. We spent years in the desert with Moses, we went through the sea. Now we've gathered together, it's us, there's no more you and me. Let it all out, leave all your cares, and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair, no we won't stop. Keep moving together, we let no one try. Let it all out, leave all your cares, and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair, no, we won't stop.